My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we got Dan Quinn joining us in an hour, your head coach of the Washington Commanders. But right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Don't sleep. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Mr. Bickle, we all expected it. Knew it was going to happen, but it was a big day because Dan Quinn made it official. Washington Commanders finally named Jaden Daniels week one starter against Tampa on the road.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
And, of course, he had a little press conference yesterday. Dan Quinn had a little press conference yesterday, and here's some of it right here.
About these weeks,
he went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat. Hit the targets that we had put in front of him. You know, we talked about the practices against the other teams, the games. So he's ready and he's earned the right to do that. He's really put in the work while being surrounded by some excellent teammates here. And in that case, I wanted to make sure I singled one of them out. In a perfect scenario, a young QB would, have a leader to also learn from. But perfect rarely happens. But we do have that in Marcus Mariota. And him sharing 9 years of gold with Jaden, I think, has been something that's really cool for us to see. Rookie QBs usually don't get that, and we do. And when QB rooms are special, that energy can be felt throughout an entire team, and we have that. So really cool to say. So apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today. But Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
There you go.
Yeah, it's kind of, somewhat anticlimactic because everybody could see it coming, but well-deserved. I can't wait to talk to DQ when we have him at 7:15 because it just seems like this guy's passed every test with flying colors.
Yeah.
Like, what does he suck at?
Hasn't been a bump in the road yet.
Yeah, what is he not good at? I guess sliding.
I guess the only thing you could maybe nitpick is Dan Quinn basically said in week one when he threw the bomb to Diami, which he connected on.
Yeah.
He went rogue, essentially. Wasn't really supposed to do that. And then he didn't slide in week two. But it's really been smooth sailing for Jaden Daniels.
Did you listen yesterday at all when they asked Jaden if he'd ever actually practiced sliding?
He hasn't.
And yet you have the audio of that? Okay, Valdez.
I hate to harp on the sliding thing, but I'm just curious, like, mechanically, do you actually practice sliding? Have you ever practiced sliding?
Nah. I haven't.
And so I was listening to Grant. I was driving around yesterday afternoon, And Grant and Danny was flipping out. And honestly, Grant kind of was too. And they might be right. How are you ever going to do it on the field if you've never actually practiced before? I mean,
it's kind of instinctive.
Maybe. Doesn't appear super instinctive for him. His instinct is to keep running. Do we have video? I don't know this. Yeah. But like in his highlight reel, is there video of him actually executing a slide while he's scrambling?
I don't know.
Does it have to be a slide or can he just like get down?
I think slide really protects you, right? Because they can't hit you. Yeah, and they can't hit. Like if they know you're going down on a slide, that really protects you.
If you just dive, they can hit you.
They could probably hit you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, especially if it's forward.
I mean, he doesn't have to execute a perfect pop-up slide that, you know, you'd see in Major League Baseball, but I would think you would want to have a decent slide, like at least something. And then, you know, of course, the guys were referencing on Hard Knocks where they had all those guys, it was a Caleb and all those guys do the slip and slide, you know, which is kind of a bit for TV, but maybe we should whip out a slip and slide or something for the kid just to get familiar with it. I guess he didn't play baseball.
I'm going to guess he has been down on the ground sliding before. Like if you went through his LSU film, if there's Arizona State film.
Tweet me the video if you're familiar with. Maybe you know a clip where Jaden is. Maybe he's done it 100 times.
Here's my guess.
Just send me a clip.
If he was terrible at it, and every once in a while there are people who are terrible at it. Robert III was terrible at it.
Yeah,
it would jump out at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think so.
I think most people execute a slide pretty successfully. The feet first slide.
I mean, you don't have to be an idiot. Anybody should be able to.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah.
Correct.
He's super athletic, so I'm sure he could do it.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't need to practice it. It's like saying, do you practice putting a fork to your mouth when you eat?
Maybe that's also true.
But that also doesn't mean he does it during the games. Just because he practices or he
Correct.
Could do it.
If
you're more comfortable with it, it's like anything, you rep out.
He usually finds a way in college, if I remember right, and watching these highlights as well, he gets out of bounds or he takes a big hit.
Right.
He took a lot of big hits.
Out of bounds at the very end.
Right.
I think
he should practice it a little bit?
Well, I hope that they're telling him that.
It's like anything else. You know, you're not going to try some shot in tennis that you haven't practiced before. Like, you gotta practice.
You know what?
Stuff.
That's gonna be a question we're gonna ask DQ.
Are you gonna have him practice sliding?
Have you had him practice sliding?
Well, he said he answered it himself and said no.
Yeah, who knows? But maybe he's just forgetting about it.
I think we're caught up on the sliding thing. Like, if he's able to get down, mm-hmm. or if he's able to realize, hey, I can't pick up anymore, I'm kind of surrendering myself, either out of bounds or just
he runs out of bounds, or certainly. Just
falling to the ground, I think that's fine as long as you're. I mean, it doesn't have to be a slide.
I kind of feel like a slide has to be part of
it. Yeah,
but
here's the deal. His instincts, if you watched him in college, his instincts are to keep running and try and get an extra yard.
Yeah.
Run
out of bounds.
I'm sure there were some times where he ran out of bounds, but a lot of times when you're in the middle of the field, you know, he takes hits.
You saw that this week. Look, he didn't take a big hit. He barely got hit when he was tackled on the scramble.
But he had an opportunity to
go to the outside. He had picked up the first down on the long run, and he kind of went left, but watch the first one. The
first read option he did, which I can't remember who it was. It might have been Chase Daniel who said he actually thinks he made the wrong read there. He should have given it to the back. But he did a read option to the left early in the game.
Oh, and he lost like 2 yards.
And he got crushed down. Yeah. Like nobody talked about it, but if you watch the replay, he got hit pretty hard while he was down there.
Yeah.
And he didn't slide. He just kind of fell forward. I don't know. I'm not trying to make it a huge deal, but it is kind of interesting to me that quarterbacks on the regular don't practice that. I guess
it's interesting to me though. You officially name him the starter. It's interesting that all right, Caleb, you knew was going to be the starter. He started. You knew Jaden was going to be starter. He's a starter. It's interesting that Mayo has left the door open for Drake May to be the starter because most people expected Jacoby Brissett to start the season, and maybe he still will.
I think he probably
But Mayo's left that door open. The J.J. McCarthy door closed because of injury. Mm-hmm. He's out for the season. And it looks like Bo Nix is going to start. So you're going to get a lot of rookie quarterbacks on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not Michael Penix.
Yeah.
I kind of want the back padding machine because I told you I think Bo Nix is going to hit Just because Sean Payton.
It's preseason, bro.
Okay, I'm just saying. But the name of starter surprising people?
He doesn't really have any competition. I mean, come on. They're not going to go Zach Wilson. Starter yet.
All right. Actually, I saw a clip yesterday where, and this is what coaches do, so don't put that much stock into it, but Sean Payton was jocking Zach Wilson.
Wilson. I saw it.
Please.
He said he's been amazing for the last 2 weeks.
Right. I think we all know that's a lie.
Two things. First off, there is a theory out there that Kirk Cousins is not ready. And that's why Penix, you said obviously not Penix, because he was week 8 when Kirk got the Achilles tear.
Uh-huh.
So they might
so
be
what,
waiting.
So what is that? Week 8 is what month? Is that
end of
like
October? End
late of October, November? Like yeah, I mean, it probably takes these guys close to a year, I would think, to come back for an Achilles.
And also, although Aaron Rodgers wanted to do it in season last year.
That's true.
I'm deep into an LSU message board here reading about Jaden Daniels sliding.
Yeah.
They said when he did it, he slid for a change and he got a standing ovation from the LSU crowd because
so
they were tired
it.
Of him taking big hits. But when he did slide, they said he looked pretty good. But the problem is he looks like he refuses to do it. I think Brian Kelly has convinced him refusing to slide will have an impact on his draft status. So maybe he'll start doing it now. Crowd cheered when he slide. If he slides against Ole Miss, we're in the top 10.
So it doesn't sound like he does it very often.
He took some big hits. In fact, he fumbled a couple times when he took a big hit in an Ole Miss game.
Uh-huh.
I remember that. He took a big hit.
I saw the big hits.
Yeah.
There was viral packages.
He just has to realize that at the NFL level, you can't do that because those guys are bigger and stronger.
I mean, you don't have to slide every time, but there might be times where you see something dangerous and you got to get down.
Yeah.
See some big ass linebacker about to
I mean, it's
pop
one
you.
Thing if it's 3rd and 8 and you're scrambling out. You need, you know, it's a tight game. You need to get that extra yard. I get it, but. For the most part, you got to get down.
Do I want Jaden Daniels to have a Heineke moment where he's lunging with the ball for at the goal line?
For a touchdown?
For a touchdown, but he's going to get wrecked on the way.
Heineke survived it, so sure, why not? You get the touchdown, EB.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of touchdowns, the updated FanDuel number for passing touchdowns. Now, again,
Jaden.
Quarterbacks get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
It's 16 and a half. So
I still feel like I'm going over
roughly
that.
A touchdown a game. But that seems like a low number.
Yeah.
But he's got to stay healthy. If he stays healthy and plays 17 games, he's going to get to that number. I mean,
you would think. Otherwise, it's a bad season.
Yeah. But, again, they also factor in injuries. 3,025 and a half yards for passing yardage.
Well, who's the guy with the highest number? I mean, like Mahomes. I mean, are they banking on him getting injured?
Mahomes is number one just based on last year. Although this year with Worthy, they're going to
probably
be
Who's Jordan Love?
Close.
Like, who the hell? I mean, I have no idea. Who
Most touchdown passes? Maybe Josh Allen?
Like, is everybody's number a little lower because of injury?
I mean, let's see what Dak Prescott's is. All right, his is 28 and a half. Mahomes is 32 and a half.
Okay.
I'd have to go and look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers probably in the high 20s, mid-20s, 25 and a half. So I'm guessing low 30s, probably the highest.
Uh-huh.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if Rodgers was up that high after being on.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he's at 25 and a half, so you might like the over there.
Yeah.
But it's exciting for fans, man. The electricity, I think, on game one, if he does anything, remember what happened with RG3, it's going to go through the roof. Because I do think there's been some guarded optimism.
Oh, he's going to
see it in the regular season.
He's going to do something.
If he produces in week one, it's going to be amazing.
He's going to have a couple sick runs, and he's going to make a couple sick throws. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in between, but he's definitely going to have moments.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he goes down in four plays like Aaron Rodgers.
If he stays healthy, my prediction on Jaden Daniels is something like 22 touchdown passes.
Eight touchdowns?
Eight rushing?
Seven or eight touchdown runs, but 800 yards and probably about 3,500 yards passing.
That would be a bomb year for a rookie.
Sounds like a Lamar Jackson. 30
combined touchdowns would be a bomb year. I'm going to go under that.
It would be a bomb year.
Yeah.
But I think he's a bomb player.
He is. He was drafted number two.
Yeah, but so was Zach Wilson, right? But didn't Wilson, wasn't he number two?
Two or three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. It doesn't ensure anything.
It certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
Are Commanders fans going to be kind of in shock if he goes out in week one against Tampa and struggles?
And he has because there's dud?
Because the expectations right now,
yeah,
especially from Bickle over there, are sky high. But do you think that
I don't think he's going to super struggle like for a whole game. I think he's going to do a lot of nice things.
Really?
He'll have drives.
So he's not going to look like a rookie in any of these weeks.
He hadn't looked like one yet. I mean, he's going to play like a rookie.
Small sample size.
He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to get sack fumble.
Of course.
You know, he's going to have awkward hits. But I think they're going to see a lot of really nice stuff from him.
Don't you think Kingsbury is going to put him in position to succeed?
Yes. Well, he's going to try, but it doesn't.
You know,
it doesn't always work.
Look, the Tampa Bay has a tough defense. So in week one, it there could be some tough sledding. But you've seen the quick passing. You've seen the deep throw. You've seen his ability to run.
Well, the other thing that he's doing a great job of.
I think they're going to keep defenses off balance.
He's getting rid of the ball super quick. I think Kime said somewhere, I don't know if he measured it himself or got it off one of these sites, under 2 seconds he's getting rid of the ball.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hard to get hit when you get rid of the ball under 2 seconds. You just need my lineman to hold for about 2.5 seconds, and he's gonna let it fly.
I mean, even C.J. Stroud, who last year was awesome as a rookie, had a few games, call it, a handful where he looked terrible. I mean, against the Jets, they lost 30-6. He was 10 for 23 for 91 yards, got sacked 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'll happen.
So there's going to be games.
But that doesn't mean he looked terrible. He just didn't put up numbers. He probably was terrible.
He was probably terrible.
91 yards is pretty terrible in the NFL.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean you were terrible. I don't know.
Go back and watch highlights.
I'll tell you, you're all going to know if he was terrible. There's not going to be any interpretation. You're going to know.
Yeah, there's going to be games where he's going to look like that. But I understand. I mean, based on how he's looked in camp and in the preseason, even though it's a very small sample size, people are expecting big things.
I'm expecting, some awesome things from this kid. Yes. Yeah. And I don't think I should be – I don't think I should think otherwise.
Have you settled on the nickname? Kind of like Jaden Christ.
I don't think I can do Jaden Christ. I think my mother would just – It's too much.
Yeah.
Our Jesus was
perfect.
It was still a lot.
It flowed. Jaden Christ doesn't really flow quite as well.
Yeah. In Jaden we trust. I don't know. That's pretty basic.
But if he has a game like
need a slogan.
Robert did in that first game against the Saints, where he's just
like an iconic moment.
Yeah. Then
I don't know if that's
place
gonna
is going to go nuts. It might not.
But
I'm saying if.
He might have a signature run. I wouldn't put that. That could happen. That could happen at any moment.
Correct.
You know, well, we're gonna have.
They've really just thrown out a couple. He might have 10 in week one. He might have 12 because that's what happened in college.
Yeah, but they're not all going to necessarily be, you know, super impressive. But I mean, he might do it 10 times, but I don't think he's going to, you know, just needs one or two sillies to get everybody fired up.
Why wouldn't you utilize the great gift of his running?
Well, you just got to balance exposing him. That's all. You just got to balance it. They didn't really.
They will. They will.
Yeah. They didn't really do that with Robert.
All right, remember, we've got Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Commanders, joining us at 7:15 right here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.